Good afternoon. We are going to see some instability that looks to allow for some isolated to scattered showers to increase in coverage through the early afternoon hours before decreasing thereafter once subsidence develops and strengthens. We are going to see the chance for some snow showers in some of those higher elevations as that starts to push on through. Current rain or rain-snow mix looks to change over to all snow across the higher elevations at or above 1,600 feet. Across northern Herkimer and Hamilton counties today, where a coating of up to an inch of snow accumulation may occur through early this afternoon. Otherwise, we are going to be continuing to see mostly cloudy skies and maybe an isolated to scattered shower through the early afternoon hours. We will start to clear as we get towards the later part of the day, so some sunshine may be expected before the day comes to an end. Highs for the day look to be pretty seasonable for us here. Highs do look to reach towards the low 50s across the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving frontal boundary has been the focus for moderate to heavy rain with embedded thunderstorms along the western and central Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, an upper-level disturbance currently bringing light snow across the southern Rockies will exit into the southern plains and begin to interact with the frontal boundary tonight. This interaction will result in a low-pressure system forming near the western Gulf Coast early on Sunday before intensifying further and moving into the southern Appalachians by early Monday. A swath of rain and embedded thunderstorms is expected to develop across eastern Texas today and then expand across the lower Mississippi Valley into the southeast on Sunday. Areas of flash flooding are possible near the eastern Texas coast and into southern Louisiana through tonight. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 92 at Falcon Lake in Texas to a low of negative 16 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 55. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance for a shower later in the day, high near 53. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 43, while the average low is 28. The record high of 68 was set back in 1990, while the record low of 6 was set back in 1951. Today's sunrise was at 7:03 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:23 p.m. It's a total of 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 1 minute and 32 minutes of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies for this afternoon, as highs look to reach near the mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we will stay partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see a slight chance for some showers early this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll turn partly sunny as our highs reach into the low 50s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are going to see a chance for some showers early this afternoon before turning to mostly cloudy skies. Highs look to reach near the low to mid-40s, and we could see some stronger wind gusts reaching as high as around 25 miles per hour during the afternoon. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into low 30s and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at some scattered showers early this afternoon before turning to partly sunny skies with highs looking to reach near the low to mid-40s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see the chance for an isolated shower or two in the early afternoon. Otherwise, we'll be partly sunny as our highs reach near the mid to upper 40s. For the night tonight, we will turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure sets itself up for the day, bringing plenty of sunshine across the region. We'll be slightly cooler, though, with highs only reaching into the upper 40s, a couple spots potentially hitting near 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.